Travis Haney, ESPN College Football Insider, joining us on SportsCenter all night. And Travis, not necessarily that results were in doubt late in the contest, but all of a sudden, the ACC title game in North Carolina, the Tar Heels come back against Clemson. They get the onside kick, but then the penalty comes about. Clemson able to run out the clock. Take us through, from the North Carolina perspective, the high of going through that and all of a sudden realizing it's pretty much over now.
I have a friend who's a pretty big Tar Heels fan. He said this was the biggest game for that school in football in 35 years. So to have it come down to a moment like that, a questionable call, I said it on social media. You know, I think North Carolina fans have every right to be upset about that and wonder what happened, because you go back and you look at it, and it's too close to make that call and for North Carolina to recover the ball and have a chance to go down and tie the game. Now, I mean, that's the part that we have to remember. It's not like that was a scoring play. It would have just given the Tar Heels a chance down eight to go down and attempt to tie the game. So it's rough, but it wasn't a game-deciding sort of call.
Travis, do you see something like that in the future being reviewable by the officials on the field?
I don't know. Penalties have always been something that you try not to review it. I think the game at times is slow enough, and we see it in the NFL. We see it in college football. They go to the review booth maybe a little bit too often. If it's questionable at all, they'll call it one way and go back and review it. The one penalty you've seen in college football is targeting that's reviewed, and you understand why they want to get that call right, because the player is ejected if found to have committed the targeting penalty. But I think on issues like that, you just have to hope that the human element doesn't come into play.
Michigan State, Big Ten champions. They beat Iowa in Indianapolis. Great finish for Mark D'Antonio's team, and the theme of their season is it's not over until we put the final points on the board and we're going to walk off with a victory and celebrate.
I said the final drive, 22 plays, 82 yards, 9-plus minutes off the four-quarter clock. I said it was like the moment in Austin Powers when the steamroller's going at the employee at like half a mile an hour and they can't stop it. That's what it was like for Iowa. They could not do anything to get off the field against Michigan State. A big fourth down conversion for Connor Cook near the goal line, and then obviously L.J. Scott's reaching across into the end zone for the game-winning score. I mean, just an epic drive, one that will go down probably in college football, depending on what happens in the playoff with Michigan State, but certainly in Big Ten championship history as one of the all-time great drives.
Alabama and the SEC, second year in a row, they win the SEC title. They beat Florida Saturday. What's more impressive, Derrick Henry or the Alabama defense right now?
That Alabama defense up front, Florida's not very good on offense. I think we have to acknowledge that. But Alabama defensively, what they've been able to do, shutting down the run, that's another reason I wouldn't want to see them if I'm anyone. Just what they have. They did get a little banged up in this game, if you watched. A couple of players on both sides of the ball went out in this game. So I don't know how much a believer I am in Alabama right now, but I think the parity of these four teams is really going to show, because you can't – I've got Oklahoma probably being at least the 3 and maybe the 4 seed. And you ask around the country, and coaches are probably going to tell you that Oklahoma's playing as well as anyone. Anyone. So even if they're the 4 seed or the 3 seed, you know, they could wind up being a favorite in some of these games. Alabama, if you've watched them, they lean so heavily on Derrick Henry. 90 carries in the last two games. It's definitely going to get him to New York. It may win him a Heisman, but how run down is he going to be? He's going to get a month off. But that mileage in the last few weeks, that takes a toll.
You bring it up, the Heisman, Christian McCaffrey of Stanford, another outstanding performance in Stanford's victory against USC. Has he closed that distance? Has he made you think a little bit more McCaffrey, Henry, and the race for the Heisman and the vote?
McCaffrey did everything he could do tonight to get back in it. And I say that with the fact that Henry had a big game and Deshaun Watson for Clemson had a big game. 5 total touchdowns for him. But for McCaffrey, 80% of their offense tonight, and he scored in every way possible on offense, rushing, passing, and receiving, and he only had 10 touchdowns total all year in 12 games, 3 tonight. So anything he could have done to sway some votes, I think it happened tonight. We were over in the war room across the way, and I think there were 3 voters in that room. I got texts from some other voters. Everybody's having a difficult time making a decision. Because all of those guys, I think the top 3 that I just mentioned, McCaffrey, Henry, and Watson, that is going to be the top 3. I think you're going to see a lot of different orders of that in a very close race, because all 3, they showed up today.
We put you in the room right now. How are you going 1 through 4, and what are your arguments that you want to make?
I don't see any reason. I know it's close. I don't see any reason why you can move Clemson down. I think Clemson's number one. Alabama, I'm shakier on them, but I'm looking through the committee's eyes. You heard Jeff Long, the chairman, say this week that Alabama had been under consideration for the number one seat. So if that's true, you look at another quality win, at least in their rankings against Florida. I don't see any reason to move them down from number two. This is where I differ from maybe some people. I do think Michigan State moves up to three because you've got another quality win, another top five right now. Iowa's probably going to stay in the top 10. Iowa may be in the Rose Bowl. That's a quality win. That's enough to move Michigan State from five to three. And Oklahoma, which doesn't play, you know, that's the nature of this. The committee has shown that they're going to ding the Big 12 in these kinds of situations. You don't have a title game? Sorry. Michigan State had a top five game. They won. They're going to move ahead. So if that's true, Clemson, Oklahoma, Alabama, Michigan State, those are pretty good matchups.